This is a HeadGum Podcast. Say hello to Lightbox, a new brand of laboratory-grown diamond jewelry. Never heard of lab-grown diamonds? Join the club. Here's what you need to know. They have the same chemical makeup as natural diamonds, but are made in a lab by scientists. It's a pretty amazing process. By using a plasma reactor nearly as hot as the surface of the sun, a piece of diamond is bombarded with carbon atoms and grows. After 400 to 500 hours, it's big enough to cut into a polished stone. Pretty cool if you can consider diamonds from the earth took about 3 billion years to reach the surface. While natural diamonds are rare, Lightbox can make a lot of lab-grown ones, meaning you don't have to be a millionaire to afford one. Lightbox's lab-grown diamonds are just $200 a quarter carat plus the cost of the setting. Their scientists have even figured out how to make pink and blue ones. Pink and blue natural diamonds are so rare you've probably never seen one before, but now you can own a lab-grown one or several. Check them out at lightboxjewelry.com/Levin.
This episode of Lady Levin is brought to you by one of my faves, HelloFresh.
Jilly, you love HelloFresh.
I love HelloFresh because if you guys don't know this about me, but I don't love to cook. Mm-hmm. So I need something easy where the food just comes to me and it's healthy. And that's why I love HelloFresh.
So like the box shows up, it's pre-planned meals. I think you can make most of them in like less than 30 minutes, to be honest. I made a really nice chicken taco last week out of my HelloFresh box.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious. All of the food is delicious. Also, you can choose from three plans, classic, veggie, and family, so it can fit everyone. Jilly, why do you love HelloFresh so much? Is it because all the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so that you know which ingredients go with which recipe?
Yeah, that's why I love it. I also love their subscription service.
Hmm. What about it?
Just that you can like subscribe. It shows up every week. It's really nice and it's really affordable.
And your account is very easy to manage with the ability to choose your delivery date to match your ever-changing lifestyle. Because Jilly, I know you're always on the go and you're always traveling and you can pause your deliveries for when you're away.
She is. Jilly, what's the offer for our Lady Love and Lovers?
We're offering a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes if you visit HelloFresh.com/Lovin60 and enter the code Lovin60. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/Lovin60 and enter Lovin60. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome. Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Lo. Hey, Greta.
Hi, Jilly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Hello, and welcome. You sound like you should be in Westworld or something.
Honestly,
like that.
The biggest, I think, regret of my life is not, like, becoming a voice for cartoons and movies. I feel like I have a really good voice for cartoons.
I think you do too.
Jilly, you know it's the hardest work to break into.
I know, that. Greta, because they use the same people over and over.
I know. I audition for voice stuff constantly. And it's such hard work to get because it's not about how you look. It's just about how you sound. So mm-hmm. It's like...
And your reading skills.
I have great reading skills, so I think I would kill it there. But I think that it would be really fun to be a voice.
Yeah,
like it's a voice dream. Over.
Like if I was in Madagascar as one of those like animals, you guys would be down. You'd love it.
Yeah, I would for sure love it. So you guys, I just have to say at the top of the episode that we're down to our final three episodes in this gorgeous like 3.5 year run of Lady Levin. And I would just like to thank both of you for being fabulous co-hosts and fabulous best friends.
Oh,
what a beautiful message.
Yeah.
Wait, so we wanted to make these last three episodes not like crazy different and not like crazy
cool. Like, we do want crazy, them to be crazy cool.
But we wanted to each at the top of each episode talk to one of us about like reflecting on lady loving and our feelings as a time of reflection. And this week we are starting off with Miss Lo Bosworth.
Hey guys.
So Jilly and I are going to take some time to ask Lo a few questions and see what she has to say.
Okay. Let's do it.
I'm excited.
Jilly, would you like to start?
Well, one question that I'd like to ask, and Greta, I'll ask you the same question, is what do you think the biggest lesson that you learned in the past 3 years is?
The biggest lesson, like in my life in general, or when it comes to the podcast?
When it comes to your life.
When it comes to my life.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned, I mean, I actually have a lot of takeaways from the past couple of years because they've been pretty significant for me. They've been, you know, like caustic and amazing and up and down and like totally distressing and, you know, totally amazing at the same time. There's been a lot of highs and lows. And I think one of the biggest takeaways from the past 3 years is that life is just a series of challenges. And it's how you handle those challenges that really make your life. I think when we started, we were a lot younger, like in our spirits. Do you know what I mean? I feel like each of us have had a lot of stuff happen that's like pretty significant stuff over the past couple years. And I feel like we are ending the show from an emotionally like much more sound place, all of us. I think we've like grown and learned a lot. And I think that when you are younger and you're starting to deal with grown-up issues and problems and triumphs, everything seems like it's a really big deal. You know, it's so emotional. It's so stressful. It's so great. And I think that I have tried to find more of a balance through all of these moments, specifically through like moments that could really derail you. And I think one of my biggest takeaways for sure is that just like life truly is just a series of challenges, one after another. And if you can start to look at it from that perspective, when something bad happens to you, you are able to remove yourself from the situation a little bit better, have a different perspective on it, and just not allow yourself to be consumed so deeply, you know, or really allow it to, you know, fuck you up, to be honest. And so I think that I deal with stress in a much better way than I used to. Like, things just are not as big a deal to me. I'm still going to wake up the next day. And, you know, like, I've learned that, like, I can deal with a problem and, like, it'll be fine. Nothing is, like, world ending, earth shattering. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. There's something that's, it's not as like catastrophic as we all feel like things were or something.
Yeah. I think just, you know, when something bad, quote unquote bad is happening to you, it's not worth it to allow yourself to go down the rabbit hole because really you're just piling the stress onto yourself instead of just taking the opinion like, you know what, this is okay, like this is manageable, yes it hurts, yes it sucks, but like I'm gonna be fine and I have the tools I need to deal with this and to move forward. And I really used to, you know, like as a byproduct of my anxiety, like really used to allow myself unknowingly to like drown in my problems, you know what I mean? And I just don't do that anymore. I just view my life in a different way. Like, why do I want to, you know, feel really bad about this? I don't.
Well, it's interesting. It's like you're saying you're in control of the way that you react to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's so true. Like when we were younger, we reacted much more quickly.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, my life's over.
Right. You know,
And as you grow, you're like, wait a second, I'm in control.
I'm in control. And like, yes, this might have a true material change or effect on my life. You know, I might lose a relationship. I might have to move to a different apartment. I may have to fly across the country, like whatever it might be. I just keep coming back to the fact that like 99% of the time, unless you're run over by a bus, you know, or something like catastrophic happens to you, you're going to wake up the next day and like you have another opportunity to continue to move forward. And so like, why sweat the small stuff? I think that's really it. It's like, why sweat the small stuff? Why make yourself feel so bad and stressed about stuff that is just going to continue to happen to you in one form or another over and over again until literally we are like dead and buried in the ground.
Yeah.
I really do think that, like, I remember being younger, like in high school, even, or in middle school, or in my whatever, in college. And I would always say to my mom, like, I would be so stressed about something, or something would be the biggest deal. And like, she would always tell me, it's not that big of a deal, and to calm down. And I remember being like, you have no idea what I'm talking about. And then it's like, and then you realize that with age, like, oh, she knew exactly what I was talking about. And she knew exactly that it was not a big deal.
Right.
And I really think that, like, that knowledge is the, like, that knowledge and that perspective you only gain with age. Like, you don't see things clearly when you don't have, enough experience. You know what I mean? And I think we all have a tendency to feel so old and so experienced, and we're really not. Like, we're all just learning as we go, you know?
Yeah. It's only in the past, like, year and a half that I've really started to feel much more like the adult version of myself that I'm going to probably take through,
yeah,
you know, into the future. And I've read that, and I've heard that from a lot of people, that once you're kind of like in your, you know, like you're past 30, you know, between like 30 and 35, like who you become at that point is really who you are for the rest of your life. I think you can ask a lot of people who, you know, our parents, our aunts and uncles, whatever, like if you ask them, like, what age are you, like in your mind, they're like, oh yeah, I'm like, you know, 33, you know, like I, you know, not that I stopped changing at that age, but, you know, I got a true sense of myself at that point, and I still really feel like I'm that kind of person. You know what I mean? And I feel like I've really come into that version of myself.
Yeah. Do you feel like it hit you overnight that you felt that way, but it was like a long time coming? Like a lot of work went into it, but that overall feeling just kind of happened quicker?
You know, not necessarily. I think for some people, maybe it happens that way, but I have put so much energy and effort into working on myself over the past couple years in like really tangible ways. You know what I mean? Like through lots of therapy, through, you know, like experiencing tons of relationships, through trying to get like my body in great shape, through, you know, like making healthy decisions when it comes to food, healthy decisions when it comes to my relationships. Like it has been top of mind for me to like get my shit together the past couple years.
Yeah.
And to like really move my life forward. And so I think that I feel much more at peace with all of those things. Like I still do those things now because they're just a part of who I am. They're part of my life, but I'm not like chasing this feeling of not being good enough or comfortable or like there. I just feel confident and settled. You know what I mean? And I think that's where I've been able to gain the perspective of like, don't sweat the small stuff. You know what I mean? It's since I have settled that I really feel that way, and I'm able to reflect on the past couple of years in a clearer way. So no, I don't think it's like, it's not this thing that I like woke up and realized one day. It's definitely taken a lot of time, a huge amount of time, and tons of baths.
But I know it takes a lot of time, but did you feel like that one day you woke up and you felt all of the work had paid off, but like,
no.
Or did you feel a little bit every day?
A little bit every day.
Got it.
Yeah. A little bit every day for sure. And I mean, I still have tons, I'm not perfect. There's still tons of days where I'm like, oh my God, I have so much to do and to work on. But just in general, I just feel differently about the work that I have to do than I used to. I don't feel so desperate about it anymore.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah, totally. I have a question.
Let's hear it, Greta.
What is one thing, like, what is one thing personally you are most proud of over the past 3 years of our show? Mm-hmm. And professionally you're the most proud of over the past 3 years of our show?
So this might be sort of unexpected, but I think I am actually the most proud of my darkest moments emotionally. Mm-hmm. I think that they have really helped me in a lot of ways and shaped who I am now. And I can genuinely say that I love who I am as a person and like as a friend and as a partner and as a daughter and as a sister. I really love who I am. And it's only because I've had these like really dark, icky, uncomfortable moments. And I just take a lot of pride in the fact that it has helped to turn me into the person who I am today. Who's like totally independent, self-sufficient, still wants love, like still wants somebody to like be with and take care of me, but I can do it on my own. And I don't think I would have gotten to that place if, you know, I didn't have the experience of like going through some like pretty, you know, like dark, messy times over the past couple of years. I think, or maybe I'm not most proud of those things, but I'm the most grateful, you know, for having these experiences over the past couple of years.
I think it's like a really beautiful and powerful thing to say that you like genuinely, wholly, like love the person that you are. Because we don't hear that like talked about enough. I feel like even with so many of my friends, so many of our friends, like it's always about, it's like never enough self-praise, you know? And I think that self-praise does so much for our psyche and does so much for our future. And it programs our brains to actually think we're great. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think that that is like the key to open up so many doorways to really great things happening in your life. And I think that hearing you say that is like so refreshing and powerful.
It also takes a lot to get there. I feel like, you know, when we're younger, a lot of people struggle with self-love. I think like mm-hmm. loving yourself is one of the hardest things to do. Like it's harder than loving someone else, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
I think the loving hardest. Yourself. Yeah. It's the I think it's like actually loving yourself, like Lo just said, for like all of the dark shit and like all of the bad stuff, like loving yourself for loving your whole entire self, I think is like life's work. Like I think mm-hmm. that's the hardest work to do. And I mean, I really struggle with it a lot. I've gone through highs and lows with it, but like to hear someone just like proudly and confidently say that is like very empowering.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And what about professionally? Because so much has happened with you professionally since we started this show.
I know. When we first started this show, launched Love & Wellness?
No.
Okay.
So much has happened professionally for all of us since starting this show.
It's insane. But
I want to hear, what is your like proudest thing?
Well, I think it's twofold. You know, for me, when I was younger, I had a difficult time with consistency. I would like bounce between things, you know, I'd like do something for a year and then I'd be like, do something for a year. So I think the first thing I'm really proud of is just the love and effort that we have put into Lady Lovin'. You know, we've been doing this for more than 3 years and we have like rarely missed an episode on a Monday. I know that at times, you know, like somebody wasn't available for a recording or whatever, but I really think that this is a testament to our friendship first and foremost. And I think it's a testament to each and every one of us of like our dedication and desire to make something in our lives like work for ourselves and for each other. You know what I mean? So I'm just really proud of our accomplishment with the show in just like the people who have come on, the listeners that have taught us things, listeners that we've like, you know, been able to help. It's really meaningful for me. And it's going to be this amazing little like what is it called? A time capsule or?
Yeah. It's a, actually, yeah. Don't ask me. I'm the wrong one to ask.
It is a really amazing time capsule for me for like our friendship and this point in my life. You know what I mean? It's like something you can always like go back and re-listen to. I'm just really proud that we've like been able to pull it off like every fucking week for more than 3 years. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of time and effort and love. And then I think the second thing that I'm really proud of from a professional perspective definitely is founding and launching Love Wellness. I did that in 2016. I started working on it in May of 2016 and launched the business in October. And it is the end of 2018 now. I have, you know, employees, we have an office, you know, we've have all these new products. And I think that we're making real changes in women's lives. And just to build something out of nothing and to have it work, it is truly remarkable to me. It makes me want to do it over and over again. And I just, you know, even if the business didn't even grow anymore, I would feel like I have accomplished so much. Because I feel like I had been waiting for a really long time to do something in my life that really stuck and like that really resonated with people. You know, I've created tons of content, you know, like I was on TV, but I was never like, you know, the most popular or like the biggest star. Not like I was like wanting those things, but you know, I have been wanting to do something that is meaningful, and I feel like Love Wellness has been that for me in the past couple years. You know, it's meaningful for me and it's meaningful for people that engage with the brand and with the products.
You're going to be like the new Jessica Alba.
Love Jessica Alba.
No, with like Honest Company. I mean, that's like what she did. Like she popped that thing off. Now that's a it's like a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll get to that size. But
you never know.
You never know. And I think that 2019 is going to be a really game-changing year for me in a professional sense. So I'm really excited to see what comes next. And I'm really focused on building our team and creating a community and a culture that is like loving and open and accepting. And you know, that's what I strive to do every day, like with our employees and with our team. And I hope that I can just continue to push that message forward and out into the world.
You're so wise.
Oh, thanks, Chili.
I love that.
So I think those are my two, you know, my professional and personal, you know, moments of pride or accomplishment for sure.
Jilly, what's your next question? Do you have another question? Or is that all your, or those, is that your like one big question?
I had one more and then I forgot it.
I mean, I have like 9,000 questions that I can like keep asking. But now I just had, now I have like dumb questions.
I love,
you know,
dumb questions. Let's do those.
Well, they're not all dumb, but like, okay. You know, we spend so much of our podcast talking about relationships, talking about advice and romance and our relationships and blah, 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 blah. What do you think the secret to love is?
I think the secret to love is, I think it's different for everybody. And maybe that's the secret. you know, I think for me, being on the same page with somebody in terms of like energy and how you see the world and how you want to live in the world is really important. And I also think that having like an undeniable connection is really important. I've dated lots of people where I've tried to allow the love to grow and that never really works for me. And so I think that it is important, at least for me. This is not for everybody, but I think, you know, for me, it's important in love that, you know, there is like a kind of grand opening moment. You know what I mean? But that's not the secret to all love. That's just the secret to love for me at this point.
I love that.
You know?
What dish would you cook for someone if you were really trying to impress them?
What dish would you cook for Michelle Obama?
Oh! Wait, what dish would you cook for Michelle Obama? What dish would you cook? Wait, who's your like number one celebrity crush?
Michelle Obama.
No, that's Matt. That's a man.
it's just still Michelle Obama.
Still Michelle Obama.
It's just still Michelle Obama.
She has a very strong love for Michelle.
Oh, my number one male crush has been
Benedict Cumberbatch or something?
No, that's not mine. My number one male crush has always been and will always be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah, but didn't you also have a redhead crush that you were obsessed with?
I don't remember, but The Rock has been my number one crush since childhood when he was a professional wrestler, and we used to watch Sunday Night SmackDown and Monday Night Raw.
You're crazy. Okay, what would you cook for The Rock?
But wait, hold on. This goes all the way back. This is the seed of Lo needing a fucking testosterone jacked
dude. That's true.
We are now seeing the origin story of Lo's.
It's because she used to watch the wrestling, so she was like, "I need a guy that knows how to wrestle,
that just knows what's up."
But I am also
going. Toss me around a little bit.
I am also going to say I do remember Jilly Lowe saying something about Benedict Cumberbatch.
You know, maybe. I just don't recall that.
Yeah, me too. Because I strongly remember it. It was with Noah, the guest
we
had on.
Yeah, because
it was
shocking.
And we all went and talked about our celebrity crush.
No, it was not Benedict Cumberbatch. It was that other guy with the solid top lip. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And he has red hair.
He has red hair.
And he is in those new Harry Potter movies.
That's Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, that's not.
Are you talking about the guy who plays Ron?
Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Redmayne.
Okay. I'm like, it's not Benedict Cumberbatch.
Also, describing someone with a solid top lip is very funny.
You know what I mean, though?
It's like top lip.
His top lip is just like a straight line across.
I thought it quivered a little.
That's not what it's about.
Or maybe that's just the character.
Yes, I also have a crush on Eddie Redmayne, but you guys, Rock the Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay, so the
is my number one of a life.
The question still remains, what are you cooking? What are you cooking for Michelle, and what are you serving her? What cocktail are you making her? I want to know a cocktail and a dinner for Michelle, and I want to know a cocktail and a dinner for The Rock.
Okay,
which is
for Michelle,
crazy.
I'm making a beautiful roasted poulet. That's a roasted chicken. And I think we're going to have a really nice nebbiolo or something. I don't know. And lots of vegetables because of that vegetable garden at the White House that she created and probably nobody's taking care of right now. So I would just make her a gorgeous, bright, delicious roasted chicken with amazing veggies. Probably make a farro or something, some kind of alternative grain, and just a beautiful bottle of red wine. So that would be my Michelle Obama dish because I feel like I want it to be intimate. I want it to be sexy. I want to get to know her. You know what I mean?
And what would you give her for dessert? Sorry, that's important too.
Dessert. I think maybe a really nice flourless chocolate cake moment.
This is my kind of meal.
I thought you were going to go with maybe a sorbet icy situation.
No, you just like sorbet icy situations. I'm going with a beautiful flourless chocolate cake with a creme fraiche kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Something that's not too sweet. That's kind of an alternative. Or an olive oil ice cream.
Something that leaves you wanting more.
Yes. Something that leaves you wanting more.
This is a very sophisticated and...
She is the grandest first lady of the United States. Well, you gotta pull it out for Michelle.
You know what this meal is, which is exactly what Michelle is? Approach sophisticated while still being approachable.
Yes. It's fancy country cooking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my meal for Michelle, bow down. And for The Rock, for his cheat meals, he loves sushi. And so I'm hand rolling those tuna rolls. Do you know what I mean?
Are you going to be the platter?
15, oh, I could be. Yes, in fact. Thank you for that gorgeous idea. I am the platter and he can consume all the sushis off my naked body.
Like Samantha when she waits for...
Yes, just like that.
Have you guys ever eaten food off of someone's body at an event?
No. Have you? I have been to parties where that has been...
Me too, but I've never done it.
But I've never done it.
I've always been
where were you guys where someone was laying down with sushi on them? What party is this?
It's weird in New York City, Greta.
Fashion week parties. Or a really weird house party with an eccentric billionaire at his townhouse with naked ladies and food on them.
I haven't been there.
I have.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, those parties get weird, Gertie, as you can imagine.
Yeah, they do. They like all turn into like sex parties or something.
Not necessarily. They're just like weird late night funny evenings.
Yeah, I love a funny evening.
Good times in my mid-20s in NYC. Good times.
I haven't had a funny evening in a long time.
I'd like to have a funny evening.
We've
soon.
Had some funny evenings.
We have, actually. We
we've had,
a funny
had some
evening.
Funny evenings lately.
Last month.
Yeah.
You we've guys have funny you're making me feel left out.
Okay, you're coming here and we're gonna have dinner.
Gertie, the night before Thanksgiving, we went out to like five places. We stayed up really late. It was very fun.
Oh my God, how late did you guys stay out? I didn't hear about this.
Joe went home at like 3 and the rest of us stayed up till like 5:30.
Oh my God, where were you guys?
We bopped everywhere. Really? First, we had dinner at Bar Flora, at Flora Bar.
We went to every part. We went to the Upper East Side.
We went to Bemelman's.
Tribeca. We went to Soho. And we were in the West Village.
Well, let's talk about places. Guys, we went to Flora Bar. We went to Bemelman's for like sexy jazz at the Carlisle. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the Blonde. And then we went to Paul's Baby Grand. And
you
then
guys
back here.
Had a you guys had a proper night.
We did. It was like when we were 26.
Yeah, I haven't had a night like that since I was
26.
Yeah.
A long time
That's
ago.
That's very
since
fun.
Since before Lady Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be what's your like number one go-to to get over heartbreak?
Oh my God, a really hot bath with like candles, like a whole bag of bath salts in there. Not the kind that you do drugs with. Just the, you know, like drug. Sorry, where's my brain?
Like actual
lavender bath salt.
Like lavender bath salt.
A lavender bath salt, a little Netflix show, like probably Friends going on my phone. And that's the best way to get over a heartbreak for me. And also, I read an article lately that said taking a bath is better for you, like to solve your depression than like exercising, which I don't know.
I read that too.
Yeah, like I don't know really. Like there's probably like one study with like five people. But for me, I love to take a bath and it like really helps to like make me feel centered and calm.
I love taking baths too.
Yeah.
They're
what
the best.
Is
it's all about that self-care. Hashtag self-care.
I would have
Do
to
you guys
say,
like
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is one of the beauty things that you've learned with age or in the past 3 years?
I would say that it's all about your skin.
Okay.
It's not about makeup. It's all about your skin and what you do to take care of your skin. I've always been a huge advocate for sunscreen, and I'm just going to keep saying it. Just wear that sunscreen. I've been wearing sunscreen for a long time, and I think like I'm holding up pretty good for a 32-year-old, and I think it's because of the sunscreen. Because I've done like, a
sunscreen.
Lot of nights out, and I'm surprised that I don't look older. Seriously.
You've stayed up till 6 a.m. a few times in your life?
Like 300 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. A whole year I've
whole
stayed
year.
Up till 6 a.m.
And you weren't studying.
Correct.
It wasn't before an exam.
LOL. Sorry, Gertie, go ahead.
What is the most, like, what do you feel over the past 3 years of our podcast is, like, what do you feel is one of the most, like, I don't want to use the word embarrassing because that's, like, I don't like that term. I feel like asking embarrassing is, like, whatever, but so many listeners ran into us being like, I asked this guy out, I did this, I did that. Like, was there ever a moment where you did something that was like really out of character for you that you couldn't believe you did in your life that you want to share that's inspiring maybe? Whether it's like asking a guy out or just being really straightforward, because you've always been the person on this podcast that like has been so straight up with dudes when you text them.
You know, TBH, I don't really like embarrass easily.
No, and embarrass isn't the right word. That's not the word.
Or just
I'm
even something
for.
Out of character. That's just really not who I am. I don't really do stuff like that kind of ever. Like nothing comes to mind that's like, oh my gosh, I feel so crazy about that. Like I do interesting, curious things, but it's just with very
intention.
Little it's with intention. You know what I mean? And like however it makes me feel, I'm willing to accept that. Do you know what I mean? I go in like eyes open.
Yeah.
That's a good approach.
Yeah.
You don't really have things that you regret. you know?
Not really.
I don't believe in regret. I don't believe regret. And I don't believe in embarrassment either, even though I did feel embarrassed last week. I'm trying to deprogram my brain of embarrassment because I think regret and embarrassment are just self-sabotaging mechanisms.
Agree.
100%. I think it comes back to just kind of one of the biggest lessons I've learned over the past couple of years is like, don't sweat the small stuff. It's like, I really don't. You know what I mean? And so, you know, if something happens or whatever, it makes me feel bad for a couple of days, like that's okay. I just have made peace with the things that happen to you and the things that make you feel sad and the things that make you feel happy or embarrassed or like outrageous or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a question that I wish you guys would ask me.
Okay, ask it.
What?
Who has been my favorite Lady Lovin' guest?
Oh, who?
Who has been your favorite Lady Lovin' guest?
I don't remember her name. Greta, you might remember her name, but the girl whose family lived above the Peggy funeral home. O'Leary. Peggy O'Leary. Her family is in the funeral business, and they live, you know, they live in the apartment above their like funeral home. And that was
in Philadelphia.
In Philly. And that was my all-time favorite episode of Lady Lovin'. Or my favorite guest, for sure.
I remembered my question.
What's your question, Jilly?
What is one bad habit that you got rid of? Like one thing that you were doing that was kind of self-sabotage or negative in your life and you've put it behind you.
So, to be honest.
TBH.
I would say that I haven't fully broken my pattern of bad habits, whether it's like picking my nails off or like dating assholes, because those are the two things. Those are the two things that first come, or like staying up way too late. Those are the three things that come to mind. And like, I haven't broken those patterns fully yet. And like, I'm okay with that.
You're a content woman over here.
I'm feeling pretty fucking content.
She's content. She's got her cashmere blanket on.
It's actually too hot for it.
She's looking content. She's got great.
The thing is like bad habits, they're kind of fun. And like sometimes I want to engage in them. I know.
Yeah,
like,
they're fucking fun.
Fully aware of that. And like, that's okay.
I mean, more like a self-sabotage. Like, was there ever a time where you were like stalking your like ex's new girlfriend and you realized, okay, I have to stop doing that, and you no longer do stuff like that? Like, what is something like, you know, something that you did that you knew was like hurtful towards yourself and so you stopped doing it?
I guess probably like really trying to engage with my ex is something that I've stopped doing for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I still do it every once in a while. That's my point. It's like, I haven't broken all of my bad habits. I think that's really hard to do. I'm just a human. But I think that, you know, moving out of my last relationship and moving forward, I've really come to a place where I have like stopped assaulting him, you know, on text message and email. And I feel way better and I just don't really care anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, that's great.
That's great, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge one. You overcame that. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
So many people can't stop that.
Oh, yeah. You guys, we have to take a little break. We'll be right back.
You guys know that me and Jilly and Lo all have big boobs. That's true. We do all have big boobs, and we all like to wear bras, and we like to wear bras that fit us, which is why Third Love is here for us. If you guys don't know about Third Love, it is all about the perfect fit. They use millions of real women's measurements. Third Love designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind for an impeccable fit and an incredible feel. They have also more sizes than most other brands. It's amazing. Third Love is the industry leader with 70 sizes, including its signature half cup sizes, which I love because I'm always between a C and a D.
I'm like a D.5.
I know. And it's so amazing that they do that, because then you're not like frustrated and thinking. Sometimes when I try on bras, it like gives me really low self-esteem for some reason. So what I also love about it is that you get to try it on at home. That's my favorite thing. No more awkward fitting room experiences. No more looking at yourself in bad lighting and being like, what's wrong with me? You get to try it all on at home. And the way that you know you're finding a good bra is because, what do we love? A quiz. Jilly, how easy is the quiz?
The quiz is so easy. It took me no time to fill out, and it was like very helpful into figuring out like what the right size is for me.
It's about breast shape, which is so interesting, I think, too.
So just so you know, don't feel alone. 50% of women fall in between standard cup sizes. So Third Love's half cup sizing, which we talked about just a second ago, is really what's up. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/lovin now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/lovin for 15% off today. Lo,
yes.
What is one thing that you cannot live without?
I cannot live without...
That you cannot live without physically... You cannot live without materialistically.
Okay.
And emotionally. Okay. I'm not talking about friendship. Like, of course you can't live without friendship. And of course you can't live without your family. Like, of course we know that. I want to know some, like, real materialistic bullshit.
Okay. So I can't live without my fancy jewelry.
See, this is the shit I want to talk about. I'm like People Magazine right now.
You are. You're Us Weekly over there.
I know. I can't live without my fancy jewelry. But I mean, mostly it is like sentimental stuff, to be honest with you. It's like, you know, this like beautiful bracelet that like my mom and my sister and my sister-in-law all have and we share. And like I have a couple of my mom's rings that I wear every single day and it makes me feel really close to her.
No, that's fine that it's sentimental. I'm just saying it's like, you know when people are like, what's one thing you can't live without? And everyone's like, my family. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Well,
you know what
I mean? It's my fancy jewels for sure.
Yeah, I love fancy jewels.
What about your highlights?
My highlights, you know, if I had to go without them, I could.
You'd go without them?
I would pick my fancy jewels over my highlights.
Over your highlights?
For sure. Because, so, like, I can rock brunette.
You can.
Oh, my God. I loved Lo's brunette phase. Also, Lo, you went through the brunette phase on Lady Lovin'.
Yes, I did.
And I loved that look. It was so sexy.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
It was like... Betty Cooper going into Dark Betty. That was fun. That's for all my
Dark
Riverdale.
Betty.
It's for all my Riverdale heads out there.
Love Riverdale. 100%. I love a Dark Betty.
All right, Lo,
oh my God,
who would your all-time Lady Lovin' be?
My all-time Lady Lovin' would have to be my mother. That's sentimental, but that's the reality of it. My all-time Lady Lovin' is my mom, for sure.
Wait, Jilly, you know what we did on an episode without Lo? And we did bring it up to Lo before, but I want to bring it up one more time. The cocktail conversation.
Oh, yes.
What's that?
That was a fun episode. You missed it, Lo.
Oh.
We were talking about, like, if you're on a date.
Yes. Would you, like, judge man's cocktail?
If you can determine someone's personality through their cocktail... And what your go-to cocktail is, and what your personality is in a cocktail.
Okay, so my go-to cocktail is a tequila on the rocks with squeezes from three limes.
Three?
Yeah, three.
Very specific.
Yeah.
She likes it limey.
I like it limey, and like I like it when it gets like a little bit watered down.
It's the best.
It's
just
so
fresh lime juice and tequila.
Slurpable.
What kind of tequila?
Probably like a Don Julio 1942.
Oh.
Okay.
She fancy.
I like a top shelf.
She likes the finer things in life.
If she's wearing her jewelry, she better be drinking that.
Oh, I sound like a turd. A big turd.
No.
Big fat turd.
No, I want to drink a 1942 with Lo and all of my jewels, not
in
being
all
embarrassed,
of
trolling.
Our fucking glory.
Biting our nails, trolling our exes, staying out late. I want to do all of it. I want to take long baths.
See, I'm fun, Jill.
I know. Do you see what I was getting at? I was doing a grand finale to everything we talked about in the episode.
That's so true. And also, you're so wise. You would give beautiful advice in jewels, drinking till 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And she would, because like, I think in... Like, in if Jilly and I were to play a role of your two hot dates, I think Jilly would be Michelle Obama. And I'm sorry if you're offended, Jilly, but I think I would be The Rock.
Agreed.
So I think that, like, it would kind of break down to being like, you know, you'd have Jilly over, you guys would have your meal, mm-hmm. you'd have the red wine, mm-hmm. you'd like, deep dive, talk about feelings and things like that, and you'd have a really good night, and then you'd make me some... Wait, what did you say? Oh, sushi. I'd eat sushi off your body.
Greta, we would have your cheat day together, your food cheat day, and then we'd bang.
And then we'd go out and rage and do all the naughty things. And you know what, Lo? Yeah. Like we would sign yearbooks, don't ever change, you know?
Yeah.
I think vices, you do you, girl. I think some vices just like add a little zest to a personality. And I think that, you know, not all vices are terrible. Should I not bite my cuticles? Probably not. But then when I get a manicure, I have nothing to shame myself for with my manicurist. So that's not fun.
I have a yearbook quote for you, Lo.
Okay.
Stay saucy.
Stay saucy. I like both of those. You guys, you're both so nice to me.
We love you.
Well, we love you. You're our lady loving.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys going to ask me who my lady loving is?
Your mom.
Yeah.
That's my all-time lady loving.
Oh, who's your lady loving today?
This week's episode, you guys are my lady lovin'.
Oh, you're mine. Sorry, Greta, you'll be mine next week.
Yeah, you know, it's mine too. You'll be mine when it's your episode, and I'll be both of yours when it's my episode.
Okay,
perfect.
That sounds like a good deal.
That sounds like an even breakdown.
Yeah.
I love
you guys. And I don't know, like, if we have, you know, for our really devoted listeners out there, if you have a lady love in memory of Lo that you'd like to share this week, I will be on our lady love in account and you should DM us and I will look if you have a memory of something she said that touched you, moved you, made you laugh, made you cry. Let us know. I would like that. I kind of want to like someone to go take a trip down memory lane because like part of me is like, sometimes listening back to old episodes of us, because we have been doing it for so long, I'm like, oh my God, we sound like crazy children. But yeah, if anything has anything they want to share or a sentiment they're feeling or whatever, share it with us over the next 3 weeks, please.
I would love that. You guys, what a nice episode. Thank you for your very thoughtful questions.
And you know what? For all things Lo Bosworth, follow at Lo Bosworth on Instagram. Follow Lo Bosworth on Twitter. Go and buy Love Wellness products and clean your vaginas in peace with
and your bodies.
PH balance.
Cleanse
and
your bodies.
Take some mood pills. Take some de-bloat. Exactly. Let out the gas. Let in the love.
Thanks.
What a beautiful way to end this episode.
I love it. Well, you guys, tune in for our last two episodes of Lady Lovin'. We're going to be interviewing Jilly on an episode and Greta on an episode, just like today.
And then one day we might just pop back up and do another episode. You never know.
Yep.
Yeah.
A hot new app.
It'll be a drop like the latest Supreme.
Love.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Catch you next Monday. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.